Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I brought along Charlene. What do you think of that? Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, I don't know what is happening in your part of the world, but here we're sort of in between seasons. Summer is kind of ending, and we're hearing crickets that seem to announce that fall and winter is on its way. I'm not really ready to give up on that yet, but I have to count my blessings because there is strange weather in other parts of the world, and we've had enough rain to keep our reservoirs full, and we've had good crops this year, so I'm counting my blessings. How about you, Charlene?
Absolutely. Yes, we've had plenty of moisture. The crops are good, and seems like the gardens are doing very well that everybody's got, and it's just a good time.
It is. I want to start the show today talking about something that someone asked for an Akashic reading about karma. You know, that next-door neighbor karma.
Right.
The one that won't move out of your town.
Oh, you're not karma enough, huh?
The one that when you move to get away from them, karma moves into a house right next door to you.
Next door to you. Because it's infinite.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about karma today because with this request for a reading, the woman's talking about her karma. And it got me thinking about our attitude, human beings' attitude towards karma. And I get the sense that where people are on this, Charlene, is, oh, karma is something that's going to happen to you, and it is unpleasant, and it's going to come your way and hit you on the head, and you're going to have to deal with it. And I wanted to talk today really about what is karma. You know, we talk a lot about how karma is going to find us and revisit us, but what in the world is the cause behind these patterns that we have to sift through, whether they're positive or whether they're negative? And, of course, that's another aspect that people don't always think about, I suspect, Charlene, is that, well, you know, you could be receiving something from the past that is very pleasant, like your skills, like coming into this world with people who love you and who have been of great assistance to you. In other words, we have gifts, we have skills, we have good things going on in our lives, and perhaps people don't always think, ah, this is karma also, because I have earned this someplace in the past. So, Charlene, what I wanted to do, first of all, is to get people thinking a little bit that what comes into your life that you consider karma might be something very pleasant. But the other thing that I wanted to touch on are those unpleasant things that come into our lives that people assign this title of karma to. And I want to come from the viewpoint of the stuck energy that is found in the emotional body next to the physical body, which some people call, the subtle bodies. And people who are suffering from what they say is bad karma, oh, I always meet a loser of a guy that I get tangled with. Oh, I always get into these business deals where somebody steals my money. We can go on and on about what we consider bad karma, but I want to throw out a thought to the people in the audience, Charlene, that if you have events from the past that comes to you again as stuck energy, and you're living with that in your subtle bodies, then like attracts like. And if you're carrying that in your physical body, you're going to attract those things into your life at the moment. So don't you think this is an interesting topic, Charlene?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the that not everything is negative. There's a lot of positive things that have occurred to us in the past. So,
yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know if the audience can, but I can hear you.
Oh, and, okay.
And so you are agreeing that the good things that happen to us is also has
right.
come from the past. But I want to dwell more on the fact that if you're having events happen in your life that you're not happy with, that there are things that you can do about it. And that's really the perspective that I want to come to today, Charlene. The positive things that we can do to clear those unpleasant things in our life that we no longer wish to live with. And I think this is very important. It covers the kind of work that I do, the spiritual work that I do with people, and it covers the kind of spiritual work and healing that you do with people also, Charlene. And
right.
I want to open up people's eyes to the fact that if you had a past lifetime, for instance, where you died a tragic death, and you crossed over into the spiritual aspect of this dimension, that there could very well have been negative emotions that you were not able to clear. And since there is no time and space in that aspect of spirit, it has to be cleared. And how does it get cleared? It comes in a form that finds its way into our energy body, and it is just stuck energy, and it is a case of clearing that and changing the pattern. And I do this quite a bit with the Metatron Soul Healing conference calls that I have with people. And by the way, that's located at www.metatronminutes.com. And so clearing the stuck energy is so important, and it makes a world of difference to people, because if we have formed a pattern in the past, it's going to keep coming to us until we clear that pattern, and it is just that simple. Now, Charlene, I want you to talk a little bit about, because this also is part of what we're talking about, how you can program, because today what I want to really talk about is not that we have problems. I want to talk about how you solve them. And so those who have questions that are concerning this stuck energy that you have in, that you carry in your subtle bodies, I would like to address that. And Charlene, those who have questions about how you can program your present. For instance, a person might want abundance in their life, and they might want to change certain things that they're seeing in their life where you could reprogram the energy field. I would like for them to call you and discuss it. So today, on today's show, I want this to be a show of empowerment. It is the moment in time where there has been a dramatic change in energy as it has come into this planet, and that was on August the 6th, where we had the eclipse, and what came with that is the entrance to the planet of the divine feminine energies. And as that defines divine feminine energies, we are now working with that and to program our abundance to work a little bit differently, but perhaps more effectively. And so this is the time, my friends. Let's find answers to these long-standing problems. Let's not say, oh, I've got a problem with such and such. Let us say, okay, this has been my problem, and call in today and let us discuss the answer. Now tell me, is that not exciting or what? Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. Well, I guess we must have shaken a tree someplace because we do have a caller. And your name, caller?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I said what I said must have rang a bell, huh?
Yes, stuck energy.
How can we help you?
Well, I was hoping that maybe I've wanted to do this for months about the stuck energy, have someone look at my Akashic records and see if it's from a past lifetime.
Well, tell me what's happening.
Well, a lot's happened this last year, and I've made a dramatic move from Las Vegas to Citrus Heights. And now I just recently fell and sprained my wrist, and I'm just wondering what's going on with me.
Well, wait a minute. You made a move, and
yes.
You sprained your wrist.
Yeah, well, I made the move right after I had heart surgery. I had a quadruple bypass.
Okay, so you've had heart surgery, you sprained your wrist, you made a move, and...
Yeah, I'm here in Citrus Heights now, and I don't know, I would love to have a reading and see what they say.
Well, let's put a question around that. Is the question, why did you have a heart attack, or why have you sprained your wrist? Is that really the question?
No, I think I know... Well, I knew why, the heart attack, and I left the area. But the wrist, I think that was just an accident that happened the night before last. Basically, I've been working on my energy. I believe it's not from this life. I think I've got that worked out. I don't think that's stuck anymore.
You mean as far as the heart attack is concerned?
Yeah, I think that was all. I think that's
Well, what do you think
out.
Was behind that, dear?
That was a relationship I had in Vegas that I just had to get away from.
Okay, so after you left Vegas and you left that relationship, you feel like that cleared the energy?
Yeah, I've been working on that. That happened back in April, March and April, and I think I've cleared it. So I think what's going on, I believe, as many years as I've been trying to clear, and I think that was my last stuck. So I'm thinking maybe it was my past life.
Well, Laurie, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a double hitter here. How's that?
Okay.
Both of us will work on this question. What do you think of that?
To do what now?
Both Charlene and I will work on your question. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea. I'd love it. Thank you.
So what is this, your birthday or something? You're getting a birthday present here, huh?
Well, it's not, but I'll take a belated one.
Okay. Now, outside of the heart attack and this, not that I'm not making light of that, but outside of the heart attack and the wrist that you've had a problem with, how's the rest of your life going?
It's smoothing out now. It really is. It's just that I keep feeling like I'm stuck.
Okay.
Because actually things have gotten so much better since I left Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just really happy and content where I'm at now.
Well, what I'm saying about Las Vegas is that the energy there was not compatible to your energy field. How do you feel about that statement?
I totally agree.
Yeah, your energy field was such that what was going on in Vegas was in conflict with that. How long were you in Vegas?
Oh, for many years, and well, through the years, I've been there back and forth a million times because I worked over there for many years. But now I'm retired, and I was basically I was doing some caregiving, but that didn't work out too good.
Well, what I'm seeing here is there is a spiritual side of your nature now that is coming forth. In other words, you've been prompted to do what I would call some spiritual work. And the energies in Vegas, well, we know this, but I'm actually seeing this. There is an energy that is surrounding Vegas where money, the issue of money and the issue of greed, actually, is not in service to those people who are opening up to their spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know this. You intuitively
yes,
know
I
this.
Do, and I'm really not that worried about money. I'm not into the physical.
You're not. You're a spiritual person. But what I'm trying to say to you is that was the energy that was in conflict with you, and why you felt like you had to leave. And so you were getting those promptings over a period of time, and yet you still stayed there, and you had a lot of stress that was building up. So that is what I'm seeing from the point of energy that surrounded that situation. And so let me go to the records for you, Laurie, and see what we can pick up.
Oh, fantastic.
With regards to your questions. And cherubim angel, we go to the center of the cosmos, and the cherubim angels there are the ones that are caretakers of the Akashic records. And how they find out what record is yours as opposed to someone else's record is that each person has a distinct vibration that is different. There's a slight difference. It's like a fingerprint in the sense, or a snowflake. And so they pick up when I speak to you, I in essence carry your vibration to them, and that is how they choose the record that fits your vibration. And that's what they have done. As a matter of fact, what they're saying to me now, Laurie, is, are you relaxed? Do you need to take a breath or two and to relax?
I think I'm pretty relaxed.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because what they are telling me is if you should be able to take your consciousness, if it's in a relaxed state, and also connect with them. So just intend, Laurie, that, because I'm holding a space for you, just intend that there is a part of your mind that can join me in the center of the cosmos, and if not see the cherubim angel, but sense them or feel them energetically as they stand there with your record. So are you willing to do that?
Yes, I'm practically there. In fact, I think I'm there.
Isn't it wonderful?
I'm ready.
Now, do you see the angel?
Yes, I do.
I love it. Do you see the fact that she's got your record?
No.
Well, what they do is they show it to us in the form of a book, though it's not really a book, but they show it to us in the form of a book just because we understand that kind of, symbol. And so you might be having a little bit of a problem here because you sense it in the real aspect of it. Actually, the Akashic Records is a magnetic sort of like circle that sits on. This is all energy, and so you probably have that sense of knowing what it is, and so you're having trouble seeing the book. So just know that she will show it to you in the form of a book, even though it's not the real record, that this is energy. So just focus on her holding the book, and you will see it.
Okay.
Because there's a reason for this.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, and she is ready. Well, first of all, she wants you to know the cover, the color on the cover. And can you sense?
It looks to me like it might be clear or bluish, clear, iridescent.
Is it a light blue, like the aquamarine?
Yes, yeah, a light one, yeah. Almost can see through it.
Yes, you know what aquamarine color is, don't you? Like a ring. You know an the stone in an aquamarine ring?
Not really. I'm thinking that it's
very pale. It's a very pale blue, a very pale aqua.
Okay.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, I am.
Now, around the cover, there is an edging, a decorative edge around the book. Can you see the color around the book?
I think it's gold.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Well, okay. There's a reason why we're doing this. We're not just doing this to spend time on the radio. The reason for this, my darling, is because that record that you are looking at is the record of a cherubim.
Oh, really?
Yes, my dear.
Oh. Is that why I can't clear anything? Oh, my.
And so there were quite a few cherubim that came to Earth in the very beginning at the time of Atlantis. And You are not aware of this at the moment.
No,
it is why they wanted you to see your record. That's why they wanted you to go with me to the center of the cosmos and see your book, see your record, so that you understand the power that you have with vibrations. You're calling it energy, and that's fine. People do call this, you know, energy. It is a vibration.
Yeah.
And because you are a cherubim, you understand vibration in a way that many other souls do not.
Well, I've been dealing with vibrations for years, but I don't really understand, you know. I'll wake up in the mornings and I feel like I'm being downloaded a bunch of figures and then they're gone. I can't remember my dreams.
Well, because what is happening is you are being downloaded with information, but it goes into the subconscious. Because when you are dreaming, you're in that subconscious state. And when you wake up, you see you're in another level, and you forget that.
This is it. I can't understand why can I not remember.
Only because that's not how you access. That's not how you access the information that you're getting. And that's why a call today to learn how to access what has been downloaded to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you need to do is to meditate, to be relaxed, to meditate, and to connect with your higher self. Your higher self will come and explain to you what is being downloaded and how to access it.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try that. I don't know. I have a problem. I never recognized, I don't know if it's my higher self or a guide or I get
well,
people.
Well, what you do, dear, is when you're in meditation, you become very relaxed, and when you feel something over your crown chakra, you know there's a presence there. And it's very important to know if you should communicate with that presence, to know if it's your higher mind or if it is if it is an entity that is there to cause pranks with people, because there are those in the astral plane. And so you just connect with it. You see, your body will not lie. And you sit there and you feel this presence, and what you want to do, and see, you know how to do this. You want to know and feel the emotion, the energy that is coming from that presence. Now, some people will feel love. Some people will feel protection. Some people will feel some aspect of love in one of its many forms. And that's what you're looking for here. Now,
yeah,
I know that you have felt that, but at times, but you got confused with it.
That's my problem. I don't know if it's my imagination running away with me, or, but I've also been sensing, I mean, almost literal energy lately. I've been able to even touch it, and it's like a blob, and it'll just mold and meld. And
but my darling, that's what your mission is right now. You see, you were having trouble connecting to the spiritual side of yourself in Vegas because of the energies that was there. And now where you are, you're able to easier get into the meditative state. It's easier for you to connect with the spiritual side of your brain. And now is the time for this magnificent opening that you are about to walk through this door of this incredibly beautiful time of your life.
Okay.
So what you do is you meditate and you just sit quietly, and when you feel that presence, there is a part of you that energy-wise, you can tell their energy by the emotions that you feel when you direct your attention to that entity. And after a while, you'll even start to see what it looks like. You have great power, my darling. You have great power, and you are here to work in energy. You are here to help clear this planet. It is what you came to do, to work with clearing the planet, because of the way that the plan is being unfolded by God. And what that plan is, as you know, some people are calling it ascension, but there's a lot of work that must be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you came.
Okay, because I remember, in fact, this was before I left Las Vegas, that one morning I was meditating, and the power I felt was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. And then I saw the dark side, and it scared me, and I came right back out.
Well, if you connect with your... Well, as I'm telling you, the vibrations there were interfering with what you had to do. And you're in a place now where the vibrations are different. But what you do is, before you meditate, you intend to clear the area, the whole area, all around where you are, to clear it of anything that is not compatible with your vibrations, and you bring in light. And see, you know how to bring in a pillar of light, a column of light. You know how to do that. And this pillar of light that you can bring in runs in a circular direction, this vibration. And you know how to do that. And what I would suggest that you do, because we don't have a whole lot of time to spend with this, Laurie, but I would suggest that you go to my website, www.metatronminutes.com, and there is a protocol there as to how to connect with the solar plexus, and how to send a portion, how to work with that whole energy and connect with God, because you have two things going here. You can connect with God's energy, and you can connect with your higher mind. And don't worry about the dreams for the moment. They're in your subconscious. The information that you got there will come forth once you work from that perspective. Think you can do that?
I think I can try. I'll try. At least I've got a guide stick now.
My darling, you are an energy worker. Now, I'm going to turn you over to Charlene and see what she has to say.
Okay, thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome, darling.
Yes, thank you.
Charlene, what do you have to say to this lovely lady?
Well, it sounds like you pretty well covered it all.
Well, except that I promised that she'd have a shot at you.
What is it, Lori? What was it that you choose to have put? Let's see. One of the things that you said towards the end, which reminds me of a lot of people that are doing energy work, is if you have a trauma that happened in your past life, you said you saw the dark energy and it created fear. So, but I would suggest that we go in and ask God to pull any and all past lives where you were involved as a chairman with persecution or violence because of your gift. And that has to be pulled out of the cell memory. Once it's pulled out, pardon?
He can pull it out then, huh?
Yeah, God will pull it out.
Okay.
Is God your higher source?
Yes, and I've tried to. I've been talking to my cells and everything.
Okay.
Tried everything.
Okay, let's do it this way, if it's okay with you. We'll go in and have God pull it and resolve it. And once he resolves it, he'll resolve it in any and all past lives.
Oh,
any dimension of time, space, or language that you might have been in. Then he'll pull that, and then you won't have that fear anymore. He'll just be gone.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay,
Thank you.
Do that.
Yes.
I told you were getting birthday presents today.
Pretty nice presents.
Indeed. Now, when Charlene is doing this, she can't hear us. So it's just you and me. Charlene's doing her work. And all we need to do is just sit back and wait. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. I've been wanting to call and wanting to call, and I just never call.
Well, that'll teach you. You could have been doing this a lot. You could have had all these answers a long time ago, couldn't you?
Well, I keep hearing you're supposed to do it yourself, and I've been trying to do it myself, and myself is confused.
You know, Laurie, if everybody was out there doing it themselves, Charlene and I wouldn't have any phone calls. We'd just be sitting here talking to each other.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Okay, what he's done is pulled and resolved any past life. That fear associated with doing energy work has now been pulled from you.
Oh, fantastic.
It's no past life, because what it does is it comes in with the cell memory, like she was talking about at the beginning. The cell memory will keep us from doing a lot of different things, because if it was a violence or persecution, or a persecution or violence for those that we loved because of the gift that you had, and then the fear comes forward in your cell memory. But he just pulled that.
Oh, fantastic.
So that you
thank
won't
you
have
so.
That fear. So that you'll know that you're that your soul is more in charge of you being a light worker, an energy worker. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I thought maybe I'd been a nun in the last life, and that's why I was so naive about all this stuff.
No, but I don't think that's no. I don't think you were a nun. No, I think
aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you called?
Yes, very much so. Thank you. I thank you so much.
You've done energy work for a long time, so.
Okay. Well, in my head I have, yes. I've always,
oh,
you know.
Done it. It says even in another language. So it has to be pulled in another vibrational frequency of a language, and that will pull as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Our pleasure. Well, that's an interesting way to start the show, don't you think?
I thought it was wonderful because I think it pretty well introduces what all of us are dealing with. Okay. It's not unusual because when I started doing energy work, I had a tremendous fear of, I keep seeing myself being burned at the stake. So I had somebody doing energy work with me, and I thought, I swear I was burned at the stake. She looked at me, and she says, my dear, you were. So I had to have that release so I wouldn't be in so much conflict about wanting to do it, but the fear was so intense. You know, fear is an energy, so.
Well, dear, before we take this next caller, we do have another caller on the line. Real quick, give out your phone number, please.
Oh, it's 801-944-9346, and that's Mountain Standard Time.
And that's for people who wish to call Charlene direct and work privately with her. And so we have another caller, and what's this caller's name?
Oh, hi, I'm Kim. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but I didn't
hear
your name.
Can you hear me very well?
Yeah, what's
Kim?
Your name? Kim.
My name is Kim.
Okay.
Kim, right.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I've been listening to you for about, I'm listening also to your tapes on Metatron Minutes. And what I'm curious about is, because I really work hard as an artist, and yet I'm not really achieving as much as I'd like, and I feel like I'm on the brink, and there comes some fear, and you mentioned fear this time, of fear of, okay, what would happen if you actually achieved your goals as an artist? And there's like a block that comes up with that. And also I'm curious about where I'm from. Because I've never quite felt like this was home to me.
Well, how would you like a doubleheader since we gave Laurie a doubleheader?
I would love it.
How would you like it? Yeah, of course. So we're going to change positions here, Charlene. I'm going to let you go first, darling. And you work with clearing the fear for Kim so she
right.
can get to her artist work.
Well, do you know what, Kim? One of the things that I picked up right at the beginning of I heard that you are in a state which is called self-denial.
That's,
in other
yeah.
words, in a past life, people actually made an oath. You can make an oath for poverty, but I found in the last couple of months I've got a lot of people that I'm working with that we've had to go in and do a lot of past lives with self-denial. In other words, you made an oath of not being able to not create in your life what you choose to have. But
wow.
In other words, you create circumstances for everybody else, don't you?
That's what I do for a living. I create for other people.
That's right. But you don't do it for yourself.
This year I'm starting to.
Aha, good.
But before when I created for myself, theater projects, whatever, I have my vision and then what would actually happen, and it usually was, it was a beautiful thing, but it somehow didn't get to the heights it could have.
Yes, and that's
you know?
Self-denial. Because what happens is, like she's talking about before, you can take it out of the past life, but if you were raised what I call a sphere of understanding, it's like from conception to about eight or nine, then what happens is if you didn't have the ability to create in your life as a child growing up, your subconscious takes you back to that state. And when you have almost success, then it'll throw you back into unsuccess. It won't allow it to go any further. So then you have to clear not only past lives, but you have to clear your from conception to approximately 8 to 10 years of age. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense.
Yeah. Does that make sense as far as the way you were raised in your belief system?
Well, I was raised in a religious environment where you were always taught to give to another person first.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So then, see, that's still what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you get to the point where you can achieve great potential, then subconsciously, the subconscious comes in and says, wait a minute, I don't understand this. And so it sets you up to fail or to back off and not be successful.
Oh, totally back off.
Yeah, and it has to be, that's why it has to be programmed on a past life, has to be reprogrammed on the subconscious, and then it goes into the DNA because that's our history level is that's the way we were taught, that you took care of everybody else, and that's why it's called self-denial. You deny what your inner needs are. And then you clear it on what's called the heart-mind. The heart-mind is, and I'm sure you're aware of the heart-mind. The heart-mind is a receiver and a transmitter. So that has to be cleared as well. So if you like that, we can do that right now.
You know, I would love it, and as you're talking, I feel like there's people listening who are feeling exactly how I feel.
They are. That's what I said. I've had so many clients in the last 2 or 3 months that have come in wanting to do more energy work or create more, let's say, money or abundance of friends or abundance of success, and it's not happening. And so that we've done a lot of this on the self-denial. So that's
this is exactly what I need.
Okay, is God your higher source?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, let me put, okay. So if that's okay with you, we'll go in and resolve this, okay?
Thank you,
okay?
Okay.
Well, let me explain something about that, Kim. If you believe that we have had a lot of lifetimes, then you can understand that our history, so much of our history in the past, has been about domination and control.
Yeah.
You know, the dark has been about, that's what they've been doing on this earth, controlling people, dominating people. And the only way, or one of the ways that would be very important to control people is to do things in such a way, letting them know they are less than, meaning, you know, it's good to think of other people, but you have to be whole and love yourself first before you can really love other people. And so religious organizations have done this with, to give you an example, I'm talking about history now, such as the Inquisition. People were not allowed to think for themselves, to feel for themselves, to believe for themselves, when actually Yeshua said to us to go within, and yet when people went within and found the truth, they were killed in the Inquisition. And so that had really a big influence on people as we have worked through these many lifetimes. I'm just giving you one example, but history has been full of that. And so is it any wonder that we get into this lifetime now and we think something's wrong with ourselves?
Right.
We think, yeah, we think that we're not entitled to what other people are entitled to. And that has been the fear and the domination that we've gone through. And usually that fear is enforced by someone doing something terrible to us, like killing us, for instance.
Right.
I just saw a show on the Salem witch trials, you know, which I forget what year it was. You know, it's a couple hundred years ago, several hundred years
ago. I think
ago.
The 1700s? I'm not sure.
Well, I was going to say it was like 16, 17. I'm really not sure. Like you, the date's not really important. What I'm trying to discuss here is this concept that all those people were so in fear that one of their neighbors were going to denounce them and they'd be killed, and they were. I mean, there were a lot of people burned at the stake just because their neighbor had some grudge against them. And so we have history, so many events in our history. That's the only point that I'm trying to bring out, is that our experience in other past lifetimes is that we have been beaten down, threatened, dominated, tortured, killed, and now we come to this time and we're carrying all this stuck energy in our energy field from these different things that we've lived through. And it is so easy to clear. And I think you're going to find a great difference here when Charlene clears this for you. And it is so wonderful and beautiful, isn't it?
Are
you
there,
Kim?
The phone just cut off.
Is that not weird?
Well, okay, you're here now, though, aren't you?
Oh, I'm here now, but I thought that's energy. So I'm very glad to be here.
Okay, let Charlene talk to you, dear.
Okay. What he did was he pulled self-denial in your past life. But whenever we pull out, like, self-denial, what he did was you have to replace it with a positive. When you take a vibrational frequency of energy out of the field, you must replace it with a positive frequency. So when he did that, he put in that you succeed, that when you are in success, you are in God's, you are God in action.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
That is so beautiful.
Yes. When you are successful, you are God in action.
Oh, I love that.
Because God created you with certain abilities, right? So when you use those abilities, that is God in action, he said, to tell you.
I absolutely love that.
Well, I do too.
You know, I feel better because I've always felt like I've tried so hard. I've been doing plays since I was in my 20s. I've been doing my art, and it never, ever, I get almost to the door of success. And then it seems like it slams.
Well, but he had to pull the self-denial, thinking it was all about you. It isn't about you. When you're successful in your art, it is manifesting God in you.
That's why God in action.
That's why it's God in action. I wrote down what he told me, and it says, yourself is God in, your success is God in action.
I love it. I will repeat that mantra.
You do paintings, right?
No, I produce shows and I draw, but I'm not that good at it. I'm a producer and a writer.
Okay. Oh, okay. When you recognize that anything that comes from you is part of the, because you are the essence of God, you come to be a writer and producer. So that's God in action. That's his essence being manifested.
Wow.
So he also did it in your sphere of understanding, in your DNA, which is called your morphogenetic field, and also in your heart mind.
Oh, thank you.
So that's all been resolved, so that you realize whenever you do writing or producing, you're doing it with the God within you that is doing it.
I feel so good. I was just curious. I mean, I really do, because this has been a lifelong issue.
Right. Once he had to pull it
out
of all those memories. And there is more in there as far as your sphere of understanding. That needs
sphere of understanding?
Here. Yeah, in your childhood, from conception to about 8 to 10.
I'll work on that too. The other thing, I said I'll work on that myself too, with God.
Okay.
I was wondering, where am I from? Because I feel so much like I'm almost got dumped here. Not exactly dumped, but the feeling of, you know, okay,
well,
I'm here, but I can
help. Here. Well, let's talk a little bit. You're not the only one, though. You should have heard it last week.
Well, it just feels like, okay, once you get finished with this, you can really go to where you want to be.
That's
you
right.
know?
That's right. Just recognize that. And if there's any questions, then, you know, give us a call.
Okay.
See what we can do to clear anything else. Because it'll bring up another issue that needs to be done, and it can get
right.
done. It'll, you know, we're here to clear all past life, DNA, and to get ready for, like Carolyn was saying, for the ascension. And God intends for us to clear all negative out of our cell memory so that we
oh,
can move
beautiful.
Forward in his energy field.
Well, thank you both. This was a wonderful experience.
Don't go, Kim, because I want to talk to you,
oh.
please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't hang up the phone. Okay. First of all, I would like to say that all of us on this planet are from another planet. We just don't
wow.
know it. And Earth, this galaxy here, is one of the very youngest galaxies compared to the other galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
We like to, you know, we hear about how old the galaxy is, and yes, there's some age to it, but compared to other galaxies, it's one of the younger galaxies. And
right.
the souls who came here did come from other places. However, there were some souls who volunteered to come to bring special skills. And for a reason that I think what you're feeling is the tug from your soul family back on another planet. Don't you feel that tug like, well, you're here, but you kind of want to know where home is?
Oh,
I
even had dreams. One
yeah.
time I dreamt that these beings came and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to take you home. It's not working quite how we thought it was going to work here. And I remember going, oh, no, 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 and I started praying, and I fell right back into my bed,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, you know, I definitely know this is not where I'm from. But.
Yeah, and so you came to bring special skills.
Yeah.
And the question is, if you knew where you were from, would that help you to feel more comfort, or would it help you make you feel more out of place?
You know, I don't know.
See, that's the question. Sometimes when we delve into these things, it can cause more anxiety. But
yeah.
what I'm seeing here is the family that the soul family that you left love you very much, and they really are. They really are guiding you, and it's not as important to know where you are, but rather to mm-hmm. tune into their guidance.
Okay.
And so what I want you to do is to take a moment right now, and I want you to feel something. I want you to feel their love, which they are sending to you now. Just put your consciousness in your heart and tell me when you feel their love.
I started feeling it the moment you started talking. It was like I started to cry because I felt like that feeling
the
of,
tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tone. That's
yeah.
what you were feeling. Home.
Yeah. And we're, yeah.
So it's really not important where you are from. The important thing is to know, number one, that you do have a family that loves you and they are willing to support you, but you haven't been tuned into them enough so that they can assist you. And so
right.
The thing to do is when you have quiet moments,
mm-hmm.
sit the way I told you or suggested
right.
to you. Feel their energy. Now, what you just felt is that kind of energy to be duplicated. In other words, when you want to communicate with them and receive their wisdom, that is how you're supposed to feel. So in other words, what I held a space for you so that you could feel their energy, so you could feel their signal. And I can't explain what it is other than to go into your heart, recognize that, and when you want to speak to them, and that's how you know that they are the ones communicating with you. Do you understand that?
I completely understand it. I'm just curious, where I'm from, are people mostly artists?
Let me see what they're saying. They're giving a broader definition of art. In other
right.
words, there is, all of the people have this in common, that there is a sensitivity. In other words, the people there have a sensitivity, and you know what I'm talking about. There is a
Definitely.
Sensitivity that interprets life, that interprets relationships, and that interpretation is expressed in different arts. For instance, this is what you're really doing when you write, isn't it?
Oh, see, I write about past lives, I write about metaphysics, and I write about spirituality and healing. But I put
well,
it into the theater.
Do you do this as a producer, or the writing that you're doing is on your own? Where are you
oh,
doing
as
this
a producer.
Writing?
When I, well, one of my first plays was on reincarnation. When I was in my 20s, I wrote a musical on reincarnation. And so, and I'm in my
50s. Well, do you work
now.
For someone, or are you doing this, producing this yourself?
Oh, I produce my own work. I'm not really, I mostly find the money, I produce my own work through that. And I have a big project coming up right now that I'm working for, getting the money for.
And this is for TV or movies? What are you doing?
This one project I'm working on, we're hoping to turn it into a play and a movie.
So ordinarily, you're working on TV, right?
I haven't, no. I ordinarily, I work just mostly in the theater. But this piece has
okay.
potential to be a movie.
Now, do you see what you just said and what I said about interpreting emotions and feelings?
Yes.
Well, you see, that's why you were sent here. If you connect with what you are writing about and connect with what you are doing, you are delivering messages to people, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I see it that way. Yes. I see exactly what you mean now. It's putting it out
so,
over the wavelength.
Right.
Yeah, and so what happened was you were sent here to Earth to do that. You're not just producing and writing. You really are here to teach. You're here to teach lessons, yes, but there is an innocence and a gentleness about how you are interpreting this. Does that make sense compared to, if you think about the kind of work that you do, what I just said, does that make sense to you?
It makes totally sense because I always think about my writing, will it help people? Will it make things better?
And you see, what you're doing is you are bringing in the sensitivity as to the way you lived on the other planet. They are very sensitive, intuitive people, and they teach by converting that message of love. Because, see, what you're really bringing forth is a message of love, isn't it?
Definitely. Definitely.
So what you're doing is you're teaching love, and we can teach love in many different ways. I mean, we could teach love through music. We could teach love through any of the arts. But you are teaching love through this particular form that you are working with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The written word. And what they want is for you to connect with them.
I understand that.
I feel a million times.
Yeah, I feel a million times better. A million times better. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Well, I think I got my message.
Of course you did.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, Charlene, I think these were two extraordinary individuals who called to talk to us today.
Are
you there?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I think people that are listening are in on that journey because the energy
uh-huh.
is such that it's bringing forth people that really want to be on that soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're really, they just have that desire all of a sudden that they've got to achieve that soul level that they want. And that's
right.
What they've been saying. It's just some of those things that in the past that kind of hanging us up a little bit. But that can be taken care of.
Yes.
I could do anything. God does anything, does it all. So let's let him work with everyone.
Uh-huh. Well, we started out really by talking about karma, what karma is. And karma does cover gifts. You know, we talked, that was one of the first things that we talked about, is if you work with a certain gift and you've worked over that with many lifetimes, that could also be your good karma, that this is the time that you're bringing forth those gifts to the world. And actually, the two people who have called so far, that really was the message. If you think about the underlying message, it was the ability to open up and to connect to the gifts that we had from the past.
Which has been a real blessing, but there's been some. Okay. Go ahead.
And so we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Hi to you both. It's Pat checking in with you.
Pat, what can we do for you, darling?
Hi. You've been helping me with my anxiety. I want to check with you. I've found a ND naturopath physician.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be taking some tests. It'll be sent away and they'll come back telling me the level of my neurotransmitters, and she'll be helping me nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering if you have any feeling, Charlene, if that's going to be helpful. And also, Charlene, could you help me get my commissions on oil paintings going?
I love it. That sounds like something Charlene could help you with.
Well, we started it a while ago, and things have been on hold. I'm not sure why. Maybe they needed to be. But I'm ready to go now.
So something put a block on it.
Yeah, I had a real, odd things happen in my, I'm sorry?
Just a minute. Okay, somebody's helping with the block. You've got a psychic cook. Do you know who that is?
Well,
you
know.
You don't need to say the person's name. Somebody's putting a block on your ability. I see it.
Is it the person that moved in with me for a short time?
And they've left?
Black?
Have they left?
Oh, yes. Suddenly, like a slap in the face.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Just a minute. Yes.
Well, then this is what I'll be asking you about, Shirlene. I'm
we've got to
really
list it. Okay.
I'm sorry?
We have to go ahead and list it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry,
okay.
The reception's really bad right now.
Okay, I'll talk about it. Yeah, I can.
Okay. We'll have to go in and pull that out, okay?
Okay.
All right. I know your higher self is God because we've been
yes.
doing personal work.
Yes.
Okay, let's take care of that, okay?
Carol?
Yes.
Hi. I wasn't sure if I should bring this issue up because I didn't want to, you know, talk bad about anyone, but I'm really glad she picked up on it because I've been really sort of stunned and concerned. She has a lot of my possessions, and I don't know if I'm going to have to just let them go. She owes me money, and I have a lot of stuff of hers I'd like to get to her, but I'm very confused. This was so powerful. I didn't even know if I should just leave it alone.
Okay, what I'm seeing here, Pat, is I am seeing a vision. And what that vision is you as this beautiful being standing in their place of power and in their mastery. And so when I say that to you, my darling, what does that mean to you and how does that make you feel?
Well, initially I heard myself say, wait a minute, I don't feel so beautiful. I'm sure karmically I must have done something to her in the past to deserve this. And then I thought, yes, you're right. Maybe that just means forgetting about my possessions and what's owed me. And then I saw myself angrily throwing out her stuff. So I realized, okay, I'm not really standing in the light with that.
No. What do you mean by that?
Well, she and I are having a conversation about this, Shirlene. How about if you tell her what you came up with, and then she and I will finish this conversation. How's that?
Okay. First of all, he just pulled one of had the psychic clips cut, severed.
Thank you.
And then he said what another help would be to do frankincense for your property, your home, inside. You know, the incense,
okay.
Frankincense?
Yes.
That'll help. He pulled the energy and put his energy in your home, but he said for you to burn frankincense.
Okay.
As well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, what I would like to bring up with you, Pat, is you understand that this is a moment of healing for you and she. And
mm-hmm.
I know that you know that, but it's just that you don't understand yet as to the method that you're supposed to use to heal this because
yes.
you were thinking of all of these options.
Yes.
And I want you don't have to bring, you know, repeat these out loud to me, but just yourself. Think about each one of those options that you brought up to me, and when you think of that option, you then examine yourself as to how you feel. In other words, if you were just going to take all of her belongings and just angrily throw them out of the house, how would you feel doing that? Do you understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you realize that that's not an option, don't you?
Yes.
And so what you do is you rely upon your inner self as to how you really feel about a situation. Now, I think you also, how would you feel if she kept all this money that she owed you and never gave it back to you? How would you feel? Would you feel empowered or would you feel somehow that this was demeaning you?
Oh, very not in control.
Right.
And,
so
and
you see how you judge this and how you work your way through this? Because what I'm telling you is this is the moment for you to heal the situation and to walk into your mastery, to be this beautiful being that I am seeing, And you can't do this if you are feeling defeated. And many of these options that you're coming up with that's kind of running through your brain makes you feel defeated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what you really want is to resolve this situation so that each person finds what is the best way for you. Now, she used a psychic hook to intimidate you, didn't she?
Yes.
So, in other words, this was her attempt at intimidation. This was her intent at showing you how powerful she was.
Yes.
And she was going to walk away with this stuff, and she didn't care what you thought or felt. But the answer is not that you deserved this. The answer is, here is a moment of healing, and find the best way to heal this so that you are come away from it feeling empowered and that you do the right thing that's in justice for the two of you. And I think if you go in and you meditate on this, in other words, first of all, be true to yourself. And being true to yourself, you cannot use emotions that are going to be negative, can you?
Right. Exactly.
But being true to yourself is going to mean that you're going to be fair to yourself and just to yourself, and you're going to be fair and just with her. So here's what I suggest that you do, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
You take a piece of paper, you write out on the left-hand side what all of your options are, and you sit with that until you have on that piece of paper every option that you can think of. In other words, you were talking about throwing her possessions out on the street, just allowing her to keep the money. Make all of the options on the left side of the paper and sit with it until you're sure you've got every option there. Then go back and look at each option and go within. Ask for guidance and look at that option and put down how you feel is the best and most uplifting answer to that option. How you feel, how it serves you. Is there justice for you and her in that? Would you feel empowered? Would you feel like you had control and mastery of the situation? And so you judge each option with those questions. And if you put all that down on paper, it'll help you sort through this. Because, see, you had a role in the past. The two of you had a role in the past.
Yes.
Where you might say she was able to do one up on you, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She had the upper hand, do what she wanted to do. And she has come back again. This is a moment for healing, but she came back again doing the same thing. And you don't want to respond to her the same way that you did in the past.
Okay.
So make that list. Think of the justice, the empowerment. Because you see, what justice really is love, isn't it?
Yes.
If you are truly just to yourself and truly just for her, you are expressing love, aren't you?
Yes.
And this is what this lesson is. It's about healing and it's about love, and I know that you can do it. And so you've got a little bit of a homework here, and if you want to come back and discuss it some more, please do. But this really is your moment of empowerment, my dear.
Okay.
Walk as that beautiful goddess that you are. Matter of fact, before you go, I want you to see if you can find that same vision that I see of you as this beautiful goddess standing her ground. Can you take a moment? Can you see if you can find her? She
is
within you.
I think I can.
Yeah, she's within you. You are this beautiful goddess. Anyway, call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay. Charlene, could you get the art going and then I'll go?
Oh, okay. She's got the art going.
That's already done.
Thank you both so much. I love you both.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that brings up another topic, Charlene, and that is in all of these actions that we're talking about, it is necessary to walk into our power, to be self-empowered, but also to be just to yourself and to the other person. And that is where love is. So we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Oh, this is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
What can we do? What can we do for you?
So I got a bit of problem. People like to treat me like a ghost. Or
they like to treat you like what?
A ghost? I find this happening a lot.
Wait a minute, dear. People like to treat you like a, and I'm missing that word. Did you say
ghost? Ghost, G-H-O-S-T.
Oh, a ghost. In other words, people aren't communicating with you and seeing you as a person. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, to some degree. You know, yes, I would say that. And, of course, I am a human being on this planet, but people just tend to kind of... Well, I have friends, but they kind of never really are directly in contact with me. They, you know, if I want to suggest some, you know, to do something with them, they probably wouldn't go along with anything or make any suggestion about anything. People would rather disbelieve me completely until I have kind of firm evidence or whatever. And
Dominic, is this issue, my dear, a lack of respect? Are you feeling a lack of respect from other people? Is that what this is about?
I don't know. I think they almost have a problem imagining I'm real.
Okay.
You know,
and what do you think
like,
is behind that? Why do you say that?
I suppose maybe the world I live in is kind of maybe outlandish to them, and maybe for some reason they just kind of forget about me very easily. As soon as they can't see me, it's almost as if they have trouble even, you know, considering, like, you know, maybe I want to go meet them or something. It's very hard.
So you're looking for companionship and connection with people. Is that fair to say what this is about?
Yes, a firmer, yes. A stronger companionship, yeah. Connection with people. I found recently over the last couple of years it's got a lot looser.
So, Charlene, we don't have the best connection in the world, but what I suspect that Dominic is saying is that there is a block. He is seeing a block here with connecting to people so that there can be companionship and an interaction on a friendly basis. So what are you seeing with that? Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, other people that are on their spiritual path right now are feeling a sense of, like, they don't belong. People don't think they're real because they see things differently. And so they are having a struggle right now. But we can change that.
All right. So you think you can change that for Dominic?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that, Dominic.
Great.
Okay. Just a minute.
Dominic, you know, the world is in turmoil right now. We're changing from people being mercenary, unloving, uncaring, and it is changing to a world where people are caring for one another, that is this moment when the divine feminine energy is coming in and there will be love here. And there will be compassion. But until the change is completed, there is a lot of chaos. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the important thing here is to understand it is not you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I believe, yes.
So the situation is not centered around you so much as other people's perception of you in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ones I suspect that you're dealing with, they are not in the spiritual place that you are in at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so Charlene is there clearing the block for you. And the most important thing I want you to hold on to is this problem is not your problem. Because in a sense, you're buying into that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're buying into accepting that this is your problem, and it's not. It's their perception of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. Anyway, I hang on to that understanding, indeed. But you know, sometimes I think, gosh, is it something to do with a past life or something, or the frequency I'm on? I understand this thing, the frequency I'm on. It's just sort of, you know, it's two different
things. Hard, isn't it? It's hard. It's hard when you want to connect with somebody and there is not the social connections there that you would like to have. So, Charlene,
I've met someone who might be in good as a professional connection, but they disappear.
Charlene's going to clear the block for you, and then I'm going to give you the same assignment that I gave to the lady before you that called. I want you to take a piece of paper, and I want you to write down your friends, where you met them. In other words, where are they coming from? Are they coming from groups of people? Are they coming from church groups? Are they coming from neighbors? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, recognize the areas where these people are coming from that you are meeting. Because what's happening is the people that you are meeting, you don't have anything in common with them.
Indeed.
And so I found
in the past a lot of problems have in common as anybody. And so it's very unusual to the friends I do have to even be able to have them.
So what you need to do is sit there, meditate on this list, and then what you're grasping for here is inspiration. Uh-huh. On the other side of the paper, I want you to sit there and meditate. You're looking for inspiration as to where you can find people who do have things in common with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
indeed.
It might be a bookstore. It might be some sort of club. It might be some place where people gather for recreation where you might have something in common, like maybe it's a metaphysical group. Maybe it's a metaphysical church. So you're in a situation where you're trying to make a new beginning here.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the planner. Remember, you are in control of your life.
Yeah.
And so you've got to bring forth the inspiration from your soul as to where are you going to find people who have something in common with you. Don't just accept those people who are coming into your life. Go to those areas where you know in your heart people are like you.
Yes, that still offers some difficulty. You know, I just really find it hard to understand myself in that area. You know, that if I sort of have an interest in something, the way I'm dealing with that interest is probably too intricate for other people who are interested in that thing, and it freaks them out. But, yeah.
Well, let's see if Charlene is finished yet. Charlene, are you done, darling?
Yes.
Okay.
He put in that you will be directed to those individuals
okay.
and a group of, that they will see you and understand where you're coming from. You'll feel connected to others in a very positive way. You have companions that understand you and you understand them. He also put in that they'll see you clearly and distinctly. They'll hear what you say and honor and respect what you say.
Okay.
That's what you're asking, right?
Sorry?
Now, Dominic, there is something else that you might try. On another piece of paper, put down this question, who am I?
Okay.
And who am I? What do I like? In other words, what pleases you? And sit with that, meditate on it a little bit, because, see, part of what is happening here, dear Dominic, is you also need to know yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great difficulty there as well.
I understand that. That's why I'm telling you to do this little exercise.
Oh, yeah. So that's something like, getting over that hurdle.
That's right. And see, if you understand yourself a little better and who you are, what you like, and where you're coming from, you'll have an easier time recognizing this in other people, won't you?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, this is something we all need to know this, who we are.
Uh-huh.
Good talking to you, Dominic.
Lovely to talk to you, too. Okay, thank you very much indeed. I'll speak to you in good time.
Okay,
goodbye.
You know, this conversation with Dominic, Charlene, brings up something that I think is very important, and that is understand ourselves. In other words, like I said to Dominic, who are we? What do we like? What do we want? And if we don't understand those things, how are we going to meet up with someone that you know can fill a place in our life that is very meaningful? And so we have another caller, and your name, caller?
Rosemary.
I just love hearing from you, Rosemary. What can we do for you?
Well, I have one word. It's called help. Functioning from that is, it's a two-pronged thing. I don't know if it's this or that, but
it's that.
Oh, thank you.
This doesn't work. It's got to be that.
Okay. I seem to have lost a great deal of patience with many people. I will listen to their voice tones, and some part of me will know truth, not truth. And after they don't even know that they're not telling the truth to themselves. And I will just go, okay, and find a way to find the door.
So you just won't tolerate.
No.
Anything where somebody won't tell you the truth. So what happens there, Rosemary? You find somebody that's not telling you the truth, and what do? You say bye-bye?
Unfailingly and pleasantly, bye-bye. With ease and grace, and make them feel, if possible, let them feel good about themselves.
I don't know. I think you got the perfect thing going there. What's wrong with that?
I don't like being judgmental, but it's just some part of me that will not tolerate illusion and truth anymore, or untruth. And I'm wondering, what is that, and where did it come from, and do I need to
Wait a minute. Hold it. What makes you think that you're judgmental? What I'm trying to say here is we choose who we wish to let into our lives and be companions with, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And so if you've come across somebody that doesn't know how to tell you the truth and you don't wish to let them into your life, you're telling me that you release them in love.
Absolutely.
So is that judgment? Is that judgment? If you release them in love and you just not to choose to let them be in your inner circle, I'm not sure that that's judgment.
Okay.
I think it's his choice.
Good. That's a better way of looking at it, because I guess I am harsher on myself than others. That's a bad trait, but I am. And
well, you bet for Biffy you're harder on yourself than others. My darling, you are just exercising choice.
Okay.
As long as you release the people in love and understanding, and this is what you're telling us, right?
Absolutely. But there seems to be a longer and longer list of people that I exit stage left on, and very quickly lately.
Well, you're just walking down the wrong road, honey.
Okay.
I'd stay off of that street you're walking on.
Well, it was like this morning. There was a very interesting sect of people. They come around with Bibles and they try and convert you.
Oh yeah, I love them too. You know what? I don't even answer my doorbell when they ring my door. I'm not judging them. Well, God bless them. I look at it, okay, you are doing what you think is right. I'm just not opening my door. I don't want to listen to it. I love you, but I'm turning off my hearing aid.
Okay. Because I was looking at my judgment meter going, you know, it's like, I just, normally I would like to be more compassionate, but I gave about 2 minutes of my time and said, thank you very much for the good that you do in this world. I appreciate your attempt to call all people to a greater understanding, and I have breakfast to fix. Thank you.
Well, hey, listen, you did a whole lot better than I did. I just don't answer the door.
Well, you were looking right in, and I just...
Okay. You better keep your door locked and closed.
All righty. And I'm having trouble.
What's the second problem here?
The second problem is I'm having trouble sustaining energy. I'll get a couple good days in, and then it's like, oh my, let's do some more resting.
Okay, we're going to give you a double hitter. Charlene, what do you say about poor Rosemary who can't get enough rest?
Well, I think you're finding that most of you are experiencing that.
Ah, okay.
As part of the energy that's going on, if you'll notice, with having two full moons and a new moon, solar flare,
mm-hmm.
eclipse, all of that, what is it, in 6 weeks?
Yeah.
We've had a tremendous change in energy. And I think a lot of people are just feeling it. It's like, you know, can I put one foot in front of the other one for today? And so
yeah.
I think it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So be very aware of the fact that it is, and drink lots of water and see what's coming up that's going to be pulled out and resolved.
Cool.
Because most of it is being done right now. Just be aware the energy shift is so tremendous.
I didn't basically, whenever I don't have to be doing something, I'm in a state of prayer and prayer, and that's just where I'm staying.
Well, that's a good choice.
Well, it's for me
right
now.
Just recognize the fact that this is kind of a downtime. We call it a downtime, but it isn't a downtime. It's all actually an uptime where
mm-hmm.
you're being brought to a higher level.
Ah,
and so your energy field is feeling depleted because you are raising your frequency.
Amen.
So just honor your body that it's telling you, right now it's doing a lot of work, and please give me the rest I need.
Oh.
I have a lot of clients that's what they're saying, everybody's saying to me, even friends in that saying, boy, I'm hardly getting around. What's the matter?
Mm-hmm.
How come I'm so tired all the time? And I said, just be patient. It's going to be okay. Because it is the sense of there's an energy out there that is so different. I mean, there's a sense of, somebody called me this morning, there's a sense of serenity and peace and a sense of harmony that I don't feel, I think a lot of people like yourself are feeling. So you're wondering why you're feeling so worn out and tired. Your body's shifting, okay? Your cells are shifting.
Good. Well, that's a prayer.
So it's a positive. If you're doing a lot of meditating and prayer that's helping with the transition.
Yay! You are a
I'd like to add something to Rosemary. I'd like to add something to that, dear. On our conference calls, and I can't recall now if it was Archangel Michael or if it was Lord Metatron mentioned this, but on one of our conference calls, they told us about the energies that came in on at the eclipse on August the 6th this month. And they were so intense because they came directly from God, and it was the divine feminine energy coming in. And this was extremely intense energy, and people could not accept the full amount into their consciousness. So what happened was some of the energy that we couldn't deal with was placed in the subconscious and slowly being released so that we can integrate it. So what is happening is there's been this long period where more and more of this divine feminine energy is being released from the subconscious, and we are integrating it. And so this period of integration during this month has been a longer period, and that might help explain to you what's happening too.
Yeah, thank you. I mean,
you're welcome.
I will continue on a positive modality. It's okay. Thank you. I will.
Perfect way you are.
Well, it's like I just love God, and I don't want to do this over. And I was surprised that I was.
That's what we're all saying. I don't want to do this one again.
That's called a do-over.
I don't want to do this life over again.
I don't want to. It was perfect. It was fraught with learning, and I'm grateful for every one of it.
But I don't want another do-over.
Yeah, yes, part of it is he recognized your intent and your desire, and that's why you're having this happen, because it does take a lot of the energy in the cells to recreate or to create from the soul level, okay? And so so much has come in for us that we have to be aware of that. And then just be patient with it, okay?
Patience is the ability to remain focused on your goal. It is not something that you buy at the grocery store.
No.
It is focused.
Gee, I thought patience was wanting it now.
I will. Maybe you can take another call in this time. Thank you both for your love, your
care. Yeah, we have another call, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
and the next caller. What's your name, caller? Did they hang up? Do we have another caller?
Can you ladies hear me?
Oh, yes, we can. And your name?
Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Hello.
What can we do for you, Vince?
Well, all of the callers before and then some, I guess. Well, I can kind of relate to everybody that called in today.
Okay, so you're sharing everything with them you're sharing. Well, since we only have 15 minutes, tell us, what is the most important issue you would like for us to deal with?
Well, they're kind of tied together. It's been one of the driest years of my life spiritually, almost to the point where I'm wondering if I believe what I believe in. Almost like I want to start on Crash Course Spirituality 101 again. Start from the beginning. I think it's tied into family things as well as long-term business deals that are just dragging and dragging on. You know, just almost like the weight of the world keeps coming on the shoulders. And it's affecting me physically, like my knees and muscles are just knotting up. It's just a combination of everything. And when you started talking about karma and the different things going on, I'm just wondering, wow, what do I need to clear?
What I'm going to do is, Vince, so we can get as much done as possible in this period of time, Charlene, I want you to, if you'd be kind enough to work with Vince and go into his block. He's got some blockages there. And let's look at the, I think, well, we've got, we don't have enough time to do all this, but would you look at his block on prosperity?
Is this a financial thing?
Yes.
Okay. Now, who's your higher source? Is it God or what?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. So let's go in and ask him, okay? So it's mostly, is it financial? You're just seeing that you need to change.
Well, it's personally and in business deals that are supposed to affect quite a few people, but they're right there about to be completed, and then something comes in and keeps them from finishing. And it
so
keeps happening
here.
And happening.
Okay, then you're back here with what we were talking about with Kim, with self-denial. Or a belief system that has been passed on from your ancestors of what success is, or whether you deserve it and can accept it. Because then your subconscious will set it up for you to get sabotage it. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, I never feel like I'm the one, it's those that I'm working with, that, you know, are pulling the strings, but I can't understand how I'm attracting this almost to point of completion and then starting from,
okay,
you know, scratch again.
Well, what happens is a lot of times, I call it the sphere of understanding. In other words, from conception to about 8 or 10, we've been taught certain things about ourselves or about having money or success or completing a task. And if that's in that field, the subconscious is programmed for it. You can get right up to success, and the subconscious will say, I don't understand this, and will sabotage the work. That's what you're telling me it's doing.
Well, yeah, and it may be true. Of course, I thought I'd overcame that quite a few years ago, but I think it's also tied into why I'm questioning my whole belief system, because I thought I'd overcome most of that thought, negative thought pattern some time ago.
Ah.
Well, let Charlene work with that, and we'll do some talk about this.
You know, what
you
I'll
will.
Do is have God go in and clear. Because if you just did it on a subconscious level, let's ask him if it's part of your DNA, or let's see if he feels like it's past life. Okay? Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Vince, do you meditate at all?
It's been a lot harder than last year.
Okay.
Now, of course, I do meditation, and I even take people where I call home, but I don't have a blank screen in my own visualization, but I'm able to take other people there.
Okay.
But it's quite dry for me, you might say.
Yeah, you don't know how to go within. You've lost that faith in going within, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you really have. Couple issues here as I see this, and hopefully, listen, if we don't have the time to work our way through this, I'll be on the air later tonight in a couple hours. You can call me back and we can continue with this, but I'm going to mention something to you that I'm seeing, and I want you to give me your first response when I say this. Do you think there's a possibility? Is Vince there?
Yes, you were just starting to ask me a question and everything went down.
I know, we got disconnected somehow, and I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't rationalize it. Yes, no, or maybe. That's the only answers I want you to think about, and do it quickly. Because I'm seeing something here. Do you think that there's a possibility that you, in a past lifetime, you were a priest and or a monk?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'm seeing, Vince, is that you were a monk in several lifetimes, and you were a priest. And one of the things that you're dealing with here is your oath of poverty. How does that feel when I tell you that?
No, we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, we do. But when I say that, how does that feel to you? Does that feel right?
Well, all I can say is the thought that comes to mind is that I didn't like how things went. I don't even know what that means. That's what's popping in my head.
Okay. Now, do you see how that has connected to your spiritual path right now? What I'm doing is...
Sure, because there's a conflict of interest of going on to the higher realm and the higher self or falling under the controls of religion. Sure.
And so I'm opening a bridge for you here so you understand what's happening. You have how can I express this? You have this very deep connection to organized religion in the past, and there is something coming up for you to clear now in the present, and that is that conflict. Because is it fair to say that you love God very much?
Oh, yeah, my whole life.
Vince, I don't know what's happening. We're having a terrible time with this.